Good morning. So I just want to quickly share a couple things on the impact the Belize missions have had for me myself. I have gone the first two times that they went out of the four or five times they've gone in total. And I just want to share my own personal impact it's had. The first one is the understanding of how big our Christian community really truly is. I went to a service in Belize City, and we were doing the Book of Common Prayer service. Now, I've grown up in this church since I was a child, and so I could recite that service. And it was something about the fact that it was so foreign yet familiar to me. And it was to have that opportunity to share and worship with my brothers and sisters on such a bigger scale than what's here in the cathedral. The other thing was, I don't remember people's names, but I came back with memories that will never leave me. I remember their smiling faces. I remember their hugs. I remember the look and the tears in the contractor's eyes when we told him we were leaving behind the tile cutter for him. The gratitude that they show to us for the work that we're doing for them. I don't remember individual children's names or the contractor's name that we worked with there, but I remember what we did, and I remember the look on their face and the gratitude they had for the work that we were doing. The last thing I wanted to share was the opportunity to know my home church family so much more. I have an unbreakable bond now with Ken Hallett over here on the side because of the Belize mission. Down on the floor, tiling with him side by side, there's no words to that can explain the bond that we now have because of simply the Belize mission trip. I sit behind Harry at the 11:45 service, but to see his God-given talents and gifts outside of the church, outside of this building, was something truly wonderful. And I could share that about every single person that went on the Belize mission with me. So it's that understanding of our own God-given talents as well as who I'm sharing this service with. So I'm giving a little plug in to maybe consider going. Pray about it, think about it. It doesn't matter if you are 15 or Ken was almost, what were you, Ken, 79 when you went, I think. So it doesn't matter what age you are. God will use you in some capacity there. We end up going and we end up doing add-on projects that we didn't even think we were going to originally do. So we just kind of go and say, we're here, what do you need? It might be something as simple as building a bookshelf and getting the books up off of the floor for them. It's just simple things. It could be just putting on a coat of paint to freshen things up there for them. So we go and we say we're willing, and these are what we can and can't do, and it always works out in an unbelievable way for us when we go. You will grow spiritually when you go. You will get to know other members in this church so much more and so much deeper level. And you will definitely not regret ever going. So if you think that God is calling on you to join us, let somebody know. Let Bev know, myself, Brad, the church, anybody. And if you want to know anything more, we're going to give some pictures at the back too. We'll just cycle through them so you can see the work that we've been doing. Down there in Belize. Thank you.